If we don't see faces that look even half like ours in roles that we aspire to be in, you may not think that that's an option for you. I have a daughter, and if she doesn't see any female doctors in her whole life, then she may not realize that women can be doctors, and so on and so forth.
I'm your host, Michelle King, and you are listening to the She Innovates podcast. It's a show that tackles the challenges and achievements of women in areas like innovation, technology, and entrepreneurship. So today we're going to be sharing a really exciting announcement. Fairy Godboss, the largest career community for women, is now our official partner. Both Fairy Godboss and SAP NextGen are proud supporters of the She Innovates podcast. Together, we aim to help workplaces address the needs of women and champion their strengths through the topics that are covered on this podcast. I will be sharing more on the partnership towards the end of our episode, but to celebrate it, I've invited Georgine Huang, co-founder and CEO of Fairy Godboss, to join us today to share their list of the best workplaces for women. She's also going to be talking about her advice on how women can achieve a meaningful and satisfying career. Hi, Georgine.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. So look, I thought we'd get started by maybe getting you to share some background to Fairy Godboss. So, you know, what does your organization do? How did you get started?
Absolutely. Fairy Godboss is a three-year-old startup. We're based in New York, and we are the largest online career community for women. We started life off as primarily job reviews that are free and anonymous for women by women. So women come to our site and they review their employers specifically with regard to how they're treated as women. Women talk about whether they're paid equally, promoted equally, whether they took maternity leave at their companies, how flexible their companies are. And in general, they give advice to other women. So our whole ethos and our name represents the fact that we believe that women helping women is a critical step to improving the workplace.
That's so fantastic. Could you maybe, you know, tell us a little bit more about what Fairy Godboss offers? So for the average woman who's looking for career advice or support, you know, what does Fairy Godboss provide?
Well, obviously, if you're on the job market, we are a free resource for you to do research. We believe that, you know, you're always better off if you know what you're getting into, whether that's a career change or just simply the next step in your career. So our job reviews are free and anonymous, and so you can get a better sense of what you're walking into when you are looking for work. And sometimes we also find that women don't necessarily just want to talk about their employers, but they want to hear from other women who've been there and done that. And we also have these discussion boards and community forums for women to sort of meet each other online.
So, Georgine, one of my questions is on the list that Fairy Godboss puts out each year. So the best companies for women, you know, that ranking that you have.
Right.
I mean, how is this different from some of the other rankings that are out there?
We do not, unlike most organizations, put together an editorial list of what we think are the best companies to work for. We don't need to do that because we have user-generated reviews, and our rankings are 100% based on what female employees have said about working at their companies. We average the score specifically to three different questions we ask women. Number one, what's your level of job satisfaction on a scale of 1 to 5? Number two, do you think men and women are treated equally at your company, yes or no? And number three, would you recommend this company that you're working at to another woman? Based on those answers that women leave in their job reviews, the rankings sort of fall out of those answers.
I mean, with that in mind then, what did you guys find for 2018? You know, were there any common themes or surprises in the 2018 ranking?
The top of the list this year are two companies that are sort of in the technology and consulting space, I would say. And that doesn't really surprise me, despite the bad rap that technology in general seems to have when it comes to gender equality. And I'll say the reason it doesn't surprise me is that I think while technology is absolutely, in some cases, a hostile environment to work in, I think work environments are very specific to companies. And, you know, the number one company on our 2018 list, which was released just last week, is a company called Ultimate Software. You know, that may not be a household name the way that Microsoft, Amazon, Google, and others are.
But a lot of tech companies have resources to invest in things like gender diversity and gender equality. And we see that when companies do make an investment in gender diversity, it typically pays off in the sense that, you know, they've expanded the parental leave. They have implemented sponsorship programs that support high performing women. They have put into place flexible work arrangements for their staff. And these are all things that correlate with higher rankings on our site overall. So while correlation isn't the same thing as causation, I think it's pretty intuitive that when employees have access to longer paid leave, more flexibility, supportive colleagues, and they work in a place where they see women in management roles, that's very critical, then they feel happier at their jobs.
You know, I just wondered, based on your survey and the research that you've done, you know, why you think it's important for women to see other women in leadership positions.
I think it really goes back to modeling and the way that we grow up in the world. If we don't see faces that look even half like ours in roles that we aspire to be in, you may not think that that's an option for you. You know, when I have a daughter and if she doesn't see any female doctors in her whole life, then she may not realize that women can be doctors and so on and so forth. With CEOs, we know that there's so few CEOs. What we hear is women saying they will volunteer the fact that they have great management teams that are gender balanced. And because people would say that in response to our open-ended question about what you would tell another woman about working at this company, we started asking this question: what would it take to keep you at your company? Is it better work-life balance? Is it more pay? Is it seeing more women promoted into management? And we were very surprised to see that the number one answer is actually see more women promoted. And I think that goes to the fact that we have a lot of ambitious women in our community who want to be able to get ahead if they put in their due hard work.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, that cuts to the heart of this, right? That promotion piece. You know, obviously promotions are important, but for a lot of women, it's also about having sort of meaningful and satisfying careers.
Right.
So, you know, based on your report, what kinds of environments do you think support women to achieve that?
Yes, and I'm glad that you point that out, that, I mean, there's 73 million women in the American workforce and billions in the world, so it's very difficult to generalize across a whole group of people that, you know, of that size. You know, that said, there are patterns, and I do think that one of the things that we found that may not be that surprising, but makes a lot of sense, is that a lot of women just want reasonable managers and good work-life balance, and, the, you know, feeling like they're paid fairly. I think those are like the foundational things that you need to have in any job to feel like you're going to stay and that you like your work. If you have a bad manager, if you're pushed beyond the limits of what is acceptable in terms of work-life balance, then I think even if you're paid pretty well, you're not going to be happy. And vice versa, if you're not paid fairly, you're not going to be happy either.
Very Godboss generates unique data and content from information, opinions, and perspectives shared by women. These include salary and bonus information and gender equality practices. Due to the organization's success, it's clear that women highly value candid feedback from other women about their experiences in the workplace. This year, Very Godboss also released two lists of the best companies for women by industry. The reports reveal how women ranked employers in the technology and financial service sectors. So, Georgine, you know, what's your advice to organizations who aspire to rank high on your survey? I mean, what are the 2 to 3 things that you think they can start doing to become a better workplace for women?
Well, I think first, I'm a big believer that you cannot improve what you don't measure. So you need to have some sort of temperature gauge on, you know, how many women are in your ranks and at what levels. And that is a really important start. I think if you don't look at what your current employee base is like by each level of seniority, you're not going to have an understanding of whether you're going to be able to promote more women into senior leadership positions. Because if you don't have any women in the mid-level, for example, you're going to have a problem down the line. The second thing is to just invest in the programs and initiatives that you know will help recruit and retain your women. So those are two different things. Recruiting means looking to hire women where they are. And one of the reasons Very Godboss exists is because we've learned that women look to different information sources when making their decisions, and they look at different benefit packages, and they look at the composition of the senior leadership team. Retaining women is another thing. So once you've got the women, you've got to keep them. And a really big part of keeping them is promoting other women into roles, because I may not know as a woman whether I'm paid the same as a man who's doing the same job as me, but I can see, and it's very visible in public, whether there are any women promoted. And usually pay and promotion go hand in hand. So to keep women, you have to have the requisite, you know, basic benefits and work-life balance and flexibility, but you also need to promote more women into leadership.
So, Georgine, you know, for women who are looking to make a career jump, you know, how can they evaluate their workplace? So how can they make sure that organizations are going to support them and help advance their careers and have sort of family-friendly policies? I mean, what are the ways that women can, you know, investigate organizations before they kind of decide to join them?
Well, we have tens of thousands of reviews in our database, so it may surprise you. We have quite a lot of breadth of companies for being such a young company. But if you can't find enough information on our site, I think you can ask certain questions in your interview process, or you can do research on a company's website to just try to understand the picture of what benefits they have and how many women are in senior management roles. We really believe that when women are in senior management roles, the company will tend to promote more women down the line. So if you see no women in senior management roles, I think that's a big red flag. And if you see no paid maternity leave, I think that's another huge red flag.
So Georgine, I mean, for the organizations who may be not ranking as highly, have you noticed any sort of common themes there in terms of what they're doing wrong or, you know, what they can start to do differently?
I do think that a lot of companies are still behind the times when it comes to paid parental leave. And if you don't have a paid parental leave policy in place, it's one of the tangible and concrete things you can do to invest in women, because women, for all of the progress we've made in the world, and we still are the ones that have babies. And if you don't support women when they have babies, they will tend to feel really stressed and leave. And I think some of that's because of the financial responsibilities that come with, you know, a growing family and just not being able to take time off. And it's just essentially pushing women out. So we see that when companies make their first investment in parental leave, their employee base really appreciates it.
I hope you guys enjoyed hearing from Georgine. You know, starting next week, not only am I going to be sharing the conversations I'm having with these amazing thought leaders, entrepreneurs, and celebrities, but I'm also going to be sharing insider insights, news, and advice from Fairy Godboss. Our partnership with Fairy Godboss is really about sharing practical information that you can use. For example, one of their latest articles I shared today on my social media channels highlights three jobs that millennial women are likely to face stress and burnout in. These include journalism, academic STEM careers, and jobs in medicine. What's more, Fairy Godboss actually share on their site actions you can take to overcome stress and burnout in the workplace. So each week, towards the end of the show, we're going to be highlighting insights that can help you and your organization take action to support women at work. So thank you so much for continuing to support us, and please tune in again next week.
She Innovates is produced by Human Group Media, a company that inspires people to do good through the power of audio storytelling. This podcast is made possible by SAP NextGen, an innovation platform that enables everyone, from individuals, companies, partners, and universities, to connect and innovate with purpose. In doing so, SAP NextGen supports the achievement of the Sustainable Development Goals.